The sermon this morning, or the talk, or whatever you want to call these things, is called Music of the Night. And it's been 25 years, I guess, since this musical Phantom of the Opera came about. And it's always bothered me because it's pretty gross looking. You know, the guy's got half a face. It's one of those Beauty and the Beast thing, you know. It's a crazy love and just all that stuff. I didn't know much about it. So we're doing choir here a couple of weeks ago, and one of the kids, and I've heard other people say to me, some of the music in Phantom of the Opera is gorgeous, gorgeous music, beautiful sounding music, whatever. So one of my kids says, and the mother said, have you ever listened to, All I Ask in the Phantom of the Opera? No, okay, but I'll go listen to it. And it was really pretty. So I got it for the choir. And then they said, how about Think of Me? Oh my God, that's pretty. Yeah, okay, go ahead. She'll watch the whole thing, I guess. And as I'm watching different segments of this on MeTube or YouTube or TheirTube or Nobody's Tube or whatever, there's one called Music of the Night in there. And this one is fascinating because it is so demonic or devilish. Now, you know, in the musical, I'm sure they're singing about this goose guy that's in the background. He's just so deformed and stuff that they're singing about him. But I printed off the words and I looked at this thing, and I tell you, all I could think of was obviously is of Satan. Totally. And you know how they always mask this kind of stuff with some guy that they're in love with. Just like the Christians sing, they have all this modern Christian music about loving the Lord, and they're really just romantic songs about some girl's boyfriend, as if Jesus is going to go around hugging and smooching, you know, that kind of love. It's just so irritating, that kind of stuff. So anyway, everybody's got their crazy things. But I'm going to read to you here the lyrics of this Music of the Night. Look at some scriptures about this thing. And just realize what's going on here. Again, this is part of our understanding. And try to tell somebody this, you know, it's not going to work. Daniel chapter 3, verse 5, for example. This whole thing is about Nebuchadnezzar. He's a type of the Antichrist, obviously. I think most of us know that or listed on this thing this morning. And he's got these guys who are going to bow down to his image, okay? He set this image up, and they stood before the image that Nebuchadnezzar had set up in verse 3. This dedication. The princes in verse 3, it says the princes, the governors, the captains, the judges, the treasurers, the counselors, the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the province were gathered together into the dedication of the image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. And they stood before the image that Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Then an herald cried aloud, to you it is commanded, O people, nations, and languages. Languages. How are all these different languages going to understand what's going on here? Well, here's how. That at what time you hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, which is a trombone sort of, psaltery, dulcimer, and all kinds of music. Not just rock music, not just jazz, not just specific music, it says all kinds of music. Ye fall down and worship the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king has set up. And if they don't fall down and worship it, they'll be tossed into the burning furnace, okay? And he says it again at verse 7. All the people and nations and the languages, they fell down when they heard the music, you know. They worshiped the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. Then it goes on, pops in there again at verse 10. There it is. Flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, dulcimer, and all kinds of music. By the way, music should be spelled M-U-S-I-C-K. If it's not, I would look into whether you've got a legitimate King James Bible. And then again, it shows up down in verse 15. Because these guys wouldn't do it. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And by the way, for the sake of a bunny trail, maybe I can't find it though. Yeah, chapter 1, verse 7. You know, we all say Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego because we know that song. You know, we got the rhythm for those guys' names, but their real names are in verse 7. But those real names just don't have the beat. They just don't have the rhythm, you know. Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. So, anyway, whatever. And I am back, and I will clip that little piece out of the video, I hope. Okay, so we're back to Daniel chapter 3. So, being the type of Antichrist that this is, we know that music, and we'll get into the details, music is going to be this power that's going to get people to be prepared for the Antichrist. And we know that music in the churches today is nothing but flesh music. And we realize that in the tribulation, the whole issue will be about your flesh. Can you not do something that's wrong and not God put the Spirit of God upon their flesh? And yet today we have a spiritual issue. We have a spiritual circumcision. We have a spiritual salvation while our flesh is still full of sin. He cuts us away, et cetera, et cetera. We know all that stuff. But people that are out there are getting more and more under the power of music. Like I said the other day, you take the headsets away from kids and people, or turn off their car radio, or turn off their music at home, or go to a movie that doesn't have music in it, and music's everywhere. And we're all old enough, well, not everybody, I suppose, but some of us here are old enough to know when music wasn't like that. I remember when it was Friendly's, a department store that brought music in and put it in their store. Muzak, I think it was called, when they first came up with Muzak. It started to be everywhere. Now you cannot go anywhere without hearing some music somewhere. And it's just absolutely everywhere. So we see what's happening. Churches, the music is the reason people go to their church, the worship services. Let's all get together and worship. See, Paul takes care of all that stuff when he talks to the people that have an unknown God, thinking they can worship God in the manner that they are. It's all debunked. Only in the King James Bible, however. So anyway, let's get back on track here. Those are some thoughts that could be taught some other time. We most of us have heard it. So let's go to Ezekiel. Let's check out this Satan guy just a little bit here. Ezekiel 28, before I read to you these words and these lyrics, I guess we should talk musical here. Look at Ezekiel 28 and verse 13. Now let's read all these verses about this creature, the devil himself, Satan. And I'll read you the lyrics and I got some other verses here. Thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was thy covering, the sardius, topaz, and the diamond, the beryl, the onyx, and the jasper. This is Ezekiel 28:13. The sapphire, the emerald, and the carbuncle, and gold. The workmanship of thy tabrets and of thy pipes, he's a musical man, was prepared in thee in the day that thou wast created. So he's a musician. Thou art the anointed cherub. Now everybody says that he's the song leader. Well, it doesn't say that, but you know he was created as a musician, and he was the anointed cherub that covereth. And I have set thee so. Thou wast upon the holy mountain of God. They're just assuming he was the song leader, you know, because we have to have song leaders in the church, etc. Thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. Thou wast perfect in thy ways from the day thou wast created till iniquity was found in thee. By the multitude of thy merchandise, they have filled the midst of thee with violence, and thou hast sinned. Therefore, I will cast thee as profane out of the mountain of God, and I will destroy thee, O covering cherub, from the midst of the stones of fire. Now listen to this. Thine heart was lifted up because of thy beauty. Thou hast corrupted thy wisdom by reason of thy brightness. I will cast thee to the ground. I will lay thee before kings that they may behold thee. Thou hast defiled thy sanctuaries by the multitude of thine iniquities, by the iniquity of thy traffic. Therefore will I bring forth a fire from the midst of thee. It shall devour thee, and I will bring thee to ashes upon the earth in the sight of all them that behold thee. All they that know thee among the people shall be astonished at thee. Thou shalt be a terror, and never shalt thou be any more. Now look at Isaiah chapter 14. Okay, Isaiah chapter 14. It gets even better than this. Verse 12, How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which did weakest the nations? By the way, if your Bible says morning star in verse 12, you do not have a King James Bible, guaranteed. Anyway, for thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. That's his goal. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell to the sides of the pit. They that see thee shall narrowly look upon thee and consider thee, saying, Is this the man that made the earth to tremble, that did shake kingdoms, that made the world as a wilderness and destroyed the cities thereof, that opened not the house of his prisoners? Now those are the verses that we're very common with. Let's go back to verse 4. These are verses that we tend to skip when we read about Lucifer, as it says, or verse 4. Thou shalt take up this proverb against the king of Babylon and say, How hath the oppressor ceased, the golden city ceased? The Lord hath broken the staff of the wicked and the scepter of the rulers. He who smote the people in wrath with a continual stroke, he that ruled the nations in anger is persecuted, and none hindereth. The whole earth is at rest and is quiet. They break forth into singing. Yea, the fir trees rejoice at thee, and the cedars of Lebanon, saying, Since thou art laid down, no feller has come up against us. Meaning the woodcutter, but, you know, anyway. Hell from beneath is moved for thee to meet thee at thy coming. It stirreth up the dead for thee, even all the chief ones of the earth. It hath raised up from their thrones all the kings of the nations, and they shall speak and say unto thee, Art thou also become weak as we? Art thou become like unto us? Thy pomp is brought down to the grave, and the noise of thy vials, there's music again, and the noise of thy vials, the worm is spread under thee, and the worms cover thee. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer? So that's who he's really talking about there. Now, let's go to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. So this, we're just looking at Satan for a couple of minutes here. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Of course, we have to go to here, verse 4. Let's go to verse 3. Let no man deceive you by any means, that for that day shall not come. What day is that? That's the second coming of Christ. That's not the rapture he's talking about here. Except for coming falling away first. So we know that there's a falling away taking place. We're totally aware of that. And these pastors that say that things are getting better and the churches are growing are lying to the people, because in order to get people to grow and numbers to increase, you've got to appeal to their flesh. And I guarantee you they're doing it with the power of music. Not their preaching, not their teaching, but the power of music is what's getting these churches to grow when we're supposed to be falling away. And that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. Here he is, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. So we know that the devil wants everybody to worship him. We know that the devil wants everybody to love him. And whether they know it or not, they worship the devil and they love him. Then you get into the whole thing about false salvation and the different, is your Bible the word of truth? If it's not the word of truth, how can it be the gospel of your salvation? You get into this whole thing. So we have to realize that the devil is going to do anything he can to get people to worship him instead of God. He will use music as the power to do so, to get that worship. And I suppose even if people are saved, if they truly are saved, they could still fall into his music and he would still hear that music. He would still hear that worship coming on, whether they're worshiping him or not. You know, you tell people the Christmas tree. Well, I'm not worshiping the Christmas tree. Well, we could get into the definition of worship and all this kind of stuff. You know, Jeremiah 10 talks about it. And, you're not bowing down to worship the tree. You know, that's good. Just let him bring that up for a while, that Christmas tree thing. Let's go to Revelation 16. Revelation, again, is majority of that thing is the tribulation. So we know that that's what's coming up. And we know that the devil is going to be doing things during the tribulation in high gear. And now we're just being subtle and sneaky tricking people here. Revelation 16, verse 13. And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon and out of the mouth of the beast and out of the mouth of the false prophet. There's your Antichrist Trinity. For they are the spirits of devils, working miracles which go forth unto the kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them to the battle of the great day of God Almighty. Wouldn't that just be a horrible thing to think that you're a Christian, you've been worshiping God, and you've been having a great time in church, loving the music and the whole spiel, and then when you die and find out that your white throne judgment is not the judgment seat of Christ, or you live in the tribulation long enough here, and you make it through this junk here, and you're going to be worshiping the devil when you thought you were worshiping God because of your music. Well, I didn't know that about the music. Well, yeah, it's going to be a little late, don't you suppose? So there's the general summary of what Satan wants. He wants to be like the Most High. He wants to be at the top. He wants the worship, and he wants the love. Okay, that's what he wants. And we know that when he comes back as the Antichrist, comes down on this earth, and does his thing for a while, though he's such a great, marvelous answer man, the music's going to be what's going to people sucker them into his ministry as such. We know that, no doubt. Then we have to study music to show the flesh. We got the three. You got the elements. You got the harmony, melody, and rhythm. And music is all based on rhythm today. Rhythm appeals to the flesh. All that kind of stuff, which is there, just proves the fact that this whole church scene, religious scene, the scene of the world today is based on rhythm, based on pleasing your flesh. And it's moving up to where when the Antichrist comes back, it's going to be music they're going to hear, sound of the cornet, sackbut, dulcimer, and all kinds of music. Not just the bad stuff, but all kinds of music. It isn't just an issue about rock music versus classical music. All kinds of music means all kinds of music. You can take some of the prettiest music, nicest music, cleanest music, and worship the devil with it. Won't even get into that. Won't even know you are. Well, how can you do that? Well, do you listen to your music instead of reading your Bible? Do you listen to your music going down the highway instead of silence, thinking, meditating on a sermon or a Bible study you're doing, or some thoughts about what kind of a jerk you are? You know? Or do you crank up the music because your kids are with you and your family's with you? Well, I can drive and still meditate and still think about things while this garbage music's going on to keep my kids happy. Yeah, right. I had a girl tell me that she practices her instrument with her headset on listening to this music. I'd never heard that before. I know they study with it. We've always claimed that. I love silence now. I just love silence. But I'm older and you know how we get and all that stuff. But anyway. Okay, well, let's take this chance right. Let's take this time right now. Let's read me the lyrics. How are we doing on time? We started on time. Okay. We got time here. Let me read you these lyrics. Now you just listen and think about Lucifer, about Satan, all the things that he wants and how he's going to trick people and the power of music that this guy has. Okay, now listen up here. This is called Music of the Night. Yes, this is when the Phantom is singing to this lady, something like that, and trying to win her love and all that. But come on, there's more than that. We're not blind to this stuff. Okay, here we go. Nighttime, right off the bat. Nighttime. You know, anyway. Nighttime sharpens, heightens each sensation. Darkness stirs and wakes imagination. Silently the senses abandon their defenses. That's what this guy is singing. Now, I just noticed some other thing. Dark. We know about darkness. Men are lovers of darkness. We know about imagination. God doesn't want us to have that creativity, you know, kind of a thing, because it takes us away from Him. I better clear that up. I better find that verse here, because I don't want you to think we can't just be inventive and creative as such. Your imagination. imagination, became vain in their imaginations, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God. Okay, so imagination can be a destructive thing, so don't get me wrong on the creativity and imagination comments here. These people became vain in their imaginations today, and their foolish heart was darkened. Then he tells us, casting down imaginations and everything that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God. Does your imagination exalteth itself against the knowledge of God? Then, yeah, then it's a problem. Okay, anyway. Then he says, silently the senses abandon their defenses. What abandons their defenses? Senses, feelings. And they just give it over to feelings. There's a sermon right there on feelings I did a long time ago. Okay, churches, their music is about feelings. Okay, next stanza. Slowly, gently, night unfurls its splendor. Grasp it, sense it. Men are lovers of darkness, right? Grasp it, sense it, tremulous and tender. Turn your face away from the garish light of day. Men love darkness. Turn your thoughts away from cold, unfeeling light. People hate religion, and they ought to, but they hate it for the wrong reason, and they turn away from God totally. The cold, unfeeling light. Paul's teachings about the risen Savior is not a cold, unfeeling light. Anyway, and then it finishes up here, and listen to the music of the night. Okay, so there's the introduction. Turn your thoughts away from cold, unfeeling light and listen to the music of the night. Close your eyes and surrender to your darkest dreams. Purge your thoughts of the life you knew before. Close your eyes, let your spirit start to soar, and you live as you've never lived before. See, it's all about your spirit. Oprah and all these people out there, this religious world is all excited about your spirit, your faith. Keep going. I know, I'm just being extreme here, and I'm just being stupid, right? No, this is so classic devil here, it's just amazing. Softly, deftly, music shall caress you. Hear it, feel it, secretly possess you. I'm telling you, I see kids every day that are possessed by music. Adults, I shouldn't just say kids, everybody's possessed by music these days. Open up your mind. Let your fantasies unwind. In this darkness that you know you cannot fight, the darkness of the music of the night. The only way you can fight this darkness is through Paul, through the risen Savior. Acts 26, anyway. Let your mind start a journey to a strange new world. Leave all thoughts of the life you knew before. Let your soul take you where you long to be. Only then can you belong to me. I am convinced this song is from the devil, and the people that, this is what music is doing to people. I'm going to read that again. Let your mind start a journey to a strange new world. Leave all thoughts of the life you knew before. Let your soul take you where you long to be. That's your flesh, actually. Only then can you belong to me. Here we go. One more to go here. Floating, falling, sweet intoxication. Touch me, trust me, savor each sensation. Let the dream begin. Let your darker side give in to the power of the music that I write, the power of the music of the night. This is amazing stuff. You alone can make my song take flight. Help me make the music of the night. And this is what people are doing. They have become intoxicated to the music of this world, to the music of darkness, to all kinds of music. Don't forget, all kinds of music. And the devil can't do it without the people. You alone can make my song take flight. And they are. They're sharing everywhere. They're taking it everywhere. Help me make the music of the night. And they are. They're buying it all over the place. So, you know, if we were in a church service right now, I'd be watching your faces and I would realize that you'd be going, wow, this really is quite the song. Well, it is quite the song. But just reading it like that, here's this phantom trying to win over this person, you know. This is so Satan telling people out there what to do with their music. Powerful stuff, really. Now, let's look at a couple verses here. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 4. Let's do a little preaching against this thing. And I know most people are going to say, well, you're just being nuts. It's just a song. It's just music. Music doesn't do that. There's no power of music as you turn your music up, as you get in the car and turn on your radio, put in your CD, put in your DVD, put in your cassette if you have an old car. Everywhere you go, you got music going. You wear a headset everywhere you go. Look at these people. Everywhere they go, they have headsets. I see kids in the back, in the mirror of a bus when I'm driving it. They're all got headsets on. Or phones, telephones. We can't live without this tech stuff. We can take music everywhere we want. We can take any kind of music, and it's absolutely everywhere. And wherever you go, if there's not music there, you'll bring it with you. It's amazing. Okay, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 4. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that day shall overtake you as a thief. So, we should be aware of what's going on. We should be aware of the second coming of Christ. We're not worried about the second coming of Christ because we will be coming with Him. But we realize that they're going to be saying peace and safety. And this whole peace and safety thing, even though there's rumors of war and that kind of thing, but there's also this talk about peace everywhere, that we're getting closer. So we realize that before the second coming of Christ actually takes place, there is that falling away. And yes, we will be taken out of here because Romans chapter 11, verse 22 says that when the Gentiles are done with the power, the goodness of God, then that's when He cuts off the Gentiles. He will be cutting off the Gentiles before His coming. And all this stuff that we're reading here is going to kick into high gear during the tribulation. But we're already seeing it. People are already intoxicated. I love this. They are intoxicated with music. They listen to the music of the night. They have opened up their mind. That music causes their fantasies to unwind. And they cannot fight it. It's appeal to their flesh. They're intoxicated by it. You can't fight intoxication. Their mind has started a journey to this demonic world of darkness. All thoughts of life that it could be here, they long this. They long to be there. And that's when the devil can have them. And we know in Timothy, and this is the challenge for everybody, in 2 Timothy chapter 2, that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will. They are going to have to be the ones that turn off that music. We can't talk them into it. Take away a kid's headset, the guy goes ballistic. It's amazing. What am I going to do? I can't practice. I can't study. I can't concentrate. I can't walk down the hallway. I got to have my music. It's amazing. Now, let's go to Colossians chapter 1, verse 13. I got that. Colossians 1, 13. Just back a few pages. Probably one page if you get a great, big, huge King James Bible. But Colossians 1, 13. Talking about, this is Paul, obviously, here. Talking about who hath delivered us from the power of darkness. So a lost person, whether they're deceived, thinking they're saved, or you know whatever, but they're still lost, they're living in a world of darkness, and it's a power of darkness. And this phantom guy talks about the power of music that I write, the power of the music of night. There's a power in that darkness. Look at Ephesians 6:12. Now, where's this sermon going to go? Nowhere. Because people love what they love about music. That's just the way this is. I've learned this. Ephesians 6, verse 12, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. That's the enemy. So Paul teaches us about the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. We have no guts. We don't stand on anything anymore. We will stand on something if we don't lose our friends over it, or our family, or our job. You know, we got to be wise about this stuff. You give up your jobs and you're going to starve to death, but, you know, wisdom. Stand, therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, rightly divided truth, the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. Whose righteousness? His. Not ours, his. And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. The gospel of peace is what Paul preaches. Dispensation of grace. Peace with God, peace of God, and peace from God. Above all, taking the shield of faith. Whose faith? His faith, the faith of Jesus Christ. If you do not have a King James Bible, your Bible does not say anything about the faith of Jesus Christ. And if you've got a King James Bible, your pastor hasn't told you diddly squat about the faith of Christ. Everybody's trying to get us all to do our faith, increase our faith. And we can. Our faith can increase. But taking the shield of faith, that's his faith that we take. And the helmet of salvation. And the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. King James Bible, rightly divided. That which is perfect is come. Praying always with all prayer and supplication. See, Paul still tells us to pray. But not this religious repetition baloney and praying in front of everybody, praying for this and praying for this, this big prayer show. No. Okay. Well, that was a burst. Let's go here to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 again. Remember these words now. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 9 this time. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders. So here's this guy singing about the power of music. And we understand how that can be possible. I'm not creating this power of music concept. We understand the power that music... Who understands about the language of music? Nobody, hardly anymore. Okay, then those people that write music are like barbarians to you. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, they will destroy you with their music. And you won't even know what's happening. Remember, Nebuchadnezzar said all languages will bow down. How are all languages going to bow down when they hear music? Music is the universal language. I know, so is math, but not the same. Right. Five little dots on your table are five, fünf, that's the only language I know, fiveski is probably Polish. I don't know, how do you say five in Spanish? Let's see, aquadama, beta, firta, fituva. I don't know what the languages are. Five is still five, but they still have different languages. If I read a Spanish book, I won't know if I'm reading a cinco. I won't know if I'm reading five or not. But the language of music, you don't have to know nothing. Sorry, you don't have to know anything about the language of music to respond to music, to the power of the music. And remember, I can manipulate people with my good music too, my Christian music, my clean music, my classic music. And Satan says, Nebuchadnezzar says, you're going to bow down to all kinds of music. So just because it's clean music doesn't mean that you're safe and sound. Anyway, where are we at? Okay, 2 Thessalonians 2:9 is whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders. And there's music in that pile right there, no doubt about it. Okay, let's go to Acts 26. Acts 26, check the clock here. Acts 26. Acts 26, one of my favorite verses about Paul, you know. Verse 17, this is where Jesus is telling Paul, Let's look at 16. He says in 15, I am Jesus whom thou persecutest, but rise and stand upon thy feet, for I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make thee, Paul, a minister and a witness both of these things which thou hast seen, and of those things in which I will appear unto thee. So Jesus has more things to teach to Paul than he taught to the Jews. Delivering thee from the people and from the Gentiles, unto whom now I send thee. So he had to take him away from these people so he could go back to them and preach to them. And here's what he's going to do. He's going to open their eyes and turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God. So this darkness is the power of Satan. And we're not turned into the power of God. We are turned unto God. Christians who think they've got the power of God now in their lives, that's just more pastoral lies from the pulpit. You know, make your fingers the sign of the cross and cast out all demons. Oh, you've been reading too many chick comics lately to come up with that thinking. And to think they used to give those things out to people. Oh, well. Let's go to Romans 13, verse 12. Romans 13, verse 12. I so like having the Bible because it isn't me. We're just looking up the verses that tell us what's going on here. And we get this marvelous understanding, the riches of his understanding. It's just marvelous stuff. Well, what do we do about it? Well, we don't have to do anything about it. Christ take care of our soul. Yeah, but our works we do, the music we listen to, is it going to burn in the judgment seat of Christ? I'm sure it must. Based on, you know, the knowledge of music and the music language and what's going on here, the power of the music that the devil writes and the darkness. Looking at Romans 13:12, he says, the night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. We are told to live the Christian life. We are told to dress like Christians. We are told to act like Christians. If nothing else, at least in the public. And we don't. We just don't have the guts anymore. Guilty, and I'm just talking about myself. I'm enjoying my little seeds I plant, but I have to be careful. But we are living in a dangerous time. You just gotta keep your brain in your head, and I'm having a great time, and I'm trying to be really careful with the music. Maybe sometime I'll get a chance to talk to somebody, who knows. But I know this, in the years I've been a pastor and preaching to people, I haven't seen much anymore that has stayed with it. It's enough to shut me down and say, here's the website, folks. If you want it, there it is. If you don't want it, don't turn to it. Anyway, don't be so negative and grumpy here. Okay, so cast off the works of darkness, it says there. Okay, let's go here to Ephesians 5 again. Ephesians chapter 5, back where we were, Ephesians 5. Then we'll finish this off with something that I preached a long time ago, and it just makes so much sense for a conclusion here. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8. For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord, walk as children of light. Okay, there was a time that we were caught up in this power of music, in this darkness. Now, I also realize that this power of music has become intense, and it didn't used to be that way. This is something that we have all seen take place. You know, okay? So it hasn't always been that powerful. But those of us who are up in years, we have seen it from the before Elvis era, during the Elvis era, to rock music, to garbage rock, punk rock. I mean, just go through the whole thing, then, and now we're doing this. The rap stuff, and you know, and beyond that even. And you got these people that listen to good music, but they listen to good music all the time instead of their scriptures. And God isn't going to speak to us through clouds or some coincidence in life. He's going to speak to us through scriptures. Scriptures, the word of truth, must be rightly divided. It isn't based on verses, it's based on Paul's writings. It has to be a King James Bible, 1 Corinthians 13:10, or speaking in tongues, and God given us that knowledge and given us the prophecies out of the blue, out of clouds and stuff, would still be taking place. And when this song says, only then can you belong to me, you've got to let your soul take you where you long to be, leave all thoughts, let your mind start a journey, you know, savor each sensation, that's feelings, let your darker side give in, which is what we do when we give up on Paul stuff, we're letting our darker side get a hold of us again. You're opening your mind again. You're letting your fantasies go. You're going to start wearing different stuff. You're going to start going different places. You're going to start picking different friends. You're going to start doing things that you really don't have to do, but you haven't got the guts to stand up for what's right. You've closed your eyes. You're surrendering to your darkest dreams. You know, you're letting your spirit, start to soar. Oh, it's got to be exciting, and you'll live as you've never lived before. Turn your thoughts away from this cold, unfeeling light of the risen Savior, right? And listen to the music of the night. And it isn't just music, it's the world that's out there that we're listening to. But I'm specifically narrowing this thing down to music because this guy sings about the power of music, the power of the music at night. You alone can make my song take flight. Help me make the music of the night. And it's already happening more than we could ever imagine. Now, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8. I just did that one, didn't I? No. For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. We should change these things in our lives. Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, just back a little ways. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 4. That isn't what I want. Probably 1 Corinthians 6, 4. Who knows? I always mess these things up right at the heat of the moment. 1 Corinthians 6, 4. Is that the one I want? 6, 4. No, matter of fact, I think it's 2nd. I'm just going to go by memory. Now, I think it's 2 Corinthians 11 myself. Let's check it out here. Nope. Okay. Oh, there's a 6 involved, though. I know there's a 6 involved. Hang on. I got to find this thing. I can clip this out of the video here. 14 maybe. There it is. 2 Corinthians 6, verse 14. There we go. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. Boy, that isn't a challenge today. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? Boy, that is a challenge. That's what he says. And remember, Romans 12... When he says in Romans chapter 12, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies, a visual part of yourself, your bodies, a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. That means your music, what you wear, where you go, who your friend, the whole spiel. And he says, it's your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world. But be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. And what does Paul say in Romans 7? He says, with a mind he serves the law of God, but with his flesh, the law of sin. Is that not the same thing we're going through? We know what we should be doing, but we don't want to do it. And more, as we close our eyes, as this song says, and open up our mind, and let our mind start a journey, and TVs and videos and the places we're around, whether you want to or not, where you work, what you do, We're getting into this stuff. It's getting, because it's getting more powerful out there, and we're getting weaker because we aren't reading our Bibles like we used to be. We're not studying. We're not dealing with issues anymore because we're tired of them. Yeah, just like Paul says, we're serving our flesh is serving the law of sin, and we enjoy it. Okay, now let's finish this up. Let's go to Lamentations chapter 3. Speaking of music. Lamentations chapter 3, right after Jeremiah, because of the Lamentations of Jeremiah. And you got to know who this Jeremiah character is. He's a guy that went around and told everybody, and the Jewish people, the Israelites, that they're rejecting the Word of God. Because see, in those days, they heard the Word of God from God. And so from the prophets. Now we got the Bible today. We don't hear from God except through the Bible. They had no book in those days. Okay, anyway, Lamentations chapter 3, verse 14. I was a derision to all my people. This is Paul. This is Jeremiah. He tried to stand up for what's right. His family tried to take him down. He even wanted to quit one time. I understand that feeling. And he says, I was a derision to all my people and their song all the day. He was their song. He was their song. They sing about it. They love this. They love to harass this guy. They love to criticize him. They love to look for the halting. They seek this halting. And he was their song. It gets even better. Go down to verse 63. He talks about all the things that happened to Jeremiah. He says, I am their music. So what's the music of this world? It's the power. It's the music of the night. But also, some of their music is the fact that us Bible-believing, King James, rightly dividing people are not doing what we know we should do. And we whine and we complain about it. And that's music to their ears out there. Nothing pleases somebody more that maybe used to be a King James rightly dividing person, and I know who they are, to see those of us who are still following rightly divided people, to still see us give in and get closer to them for friendliness, for fellowship. We hate being alone. Where do you go to church? Well, on the internet. What? What are you talking about? Wouldn't you rather come here with us and da-da-da-da? Yeah, I'd rather, if my flesh wants me to, and No, they love to see us giving in and crashing down. And that's what Jeremiah says, I am their music. We are their music when we give in. And they will sing about it with all the joy in their little heart that they could ever muster up. Oh, I'm so glad they're changing clothes. Oh, I'm so glad they're coming back with us. They're going to these things with us. Oh, I'm so glad that they're back involved in something because they gave it up at one time. Oh, I'm so glad they're sitting next to me watching this stuff with me. Oh, I'm so glad that they're doing this and they're spending this and they're back in debt. Blah, blah, and it goes on. We are their music. So I'm warning about the music of the night, but I'm also warning us about us being their music. Now here's the final verse. This is an amazing verse. 1 Corinthians 4:5, and I will be done. 1 Corinthians 4:5. And I will go out and I will build my little tool bench in my garage. I'll do something today. 1 Corinthians 4:5. This is an amazing verse. Therefore, judge nothing before the time until the Lord come, who both will bring to light. Now look at this. Will bring to light the hidden things of darkness, and will make manifest the counsels of thy hearts. See, that. This is what the Bible does already today. This Bible already brings to light the hidden things of darkness in our life, if it's rightly divided properly. And it manifests the counsels of our hearts. It does. Hebrews says that. That's what the Word of God does. Hebrews 4. Hebrews 4. Been so long since I've been there with this verse. That's a different verse I'm thinking of. Hebrews what? Come on, where's the verse in Hebrews? It's been so long since I talked about this. This is terrible. This is absolutely shameful. Hebrews. But the King James Bible, wasn't it 4? Yeah, it is 4. Of course it is. For the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Now, what's the Word of God? Today, it's the King James Bible. Piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, comma, and of the joints and marrow. There's your spiritual circumcision, the operation made without hands. The King James Bible, the Word of God, makes that spiritual operation today. If you didn't have a King James Bible, you do not have a spiritual operation that's been done in your life. Then it says in verse 12, and of the joints and marrow, and is the discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. That's the Bible. That's the Word of God. That's the King James Bible today. Okay, back to 1 Corinthians 4:5. Anyway, there will come a time when Christ himself, when he comes, then shall every man have praise of God. They'll praise him. When he comes back, you bet they'll be praising him. But it's too late. They'll know he really is the Christ, the real Christ. He wasn't Revelation chapter 6, he's Revelation chapter 19. Okay, there's enough stuff for you right there to mull over. Music of the Night. What a song. And we can expose the devil's conversation to people today. So, amen. There you go.